Onto our fifth and final story of the program. A decade and a half since the 2001 terrorist attacks in the U.S., a big question still lingers in the public mind. Who were the masterminds behind the 9/11 attacks? A traditional answer would blame the incident on Al-Qaeda terrorists, but sources close to a fact-finding mission that has compiled a 28-page classified document in this regard suggests otherwise. We have a report on that.
Saudi Arabia has threatened to sell off hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American assets should the U.S. Congress pass a bill that could hold the kingdom responsible for any role in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The New York Times reported recently that Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir delivered the kingdom's message personally last month during a trip to Washington, D.C. He told lawmakers that Riyadh may be forced to sell up to $750 billion in assets before they could be frozen by the American courts. The bill was passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this year, but sparked controversy among the U.S. officials and the families of the 9/11 victims, with the former trying to lobby against it and the latter feeling infuriated over Washington's stance. The administration argues the legislation could put Americans at legal risk overseas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the legislation could, quote, expose the United States to lawsuits and take away sovereign immunity, creating a terrible precedent. Now the co-chair of the 9/11 congressional inquiry says the warning by the Saudi government is outraged, but not surprised him. Former Senator Bob Graham told media that Riyadh well knows what it did in 9/11 and is trying hard to cover it up. Saudi officials have long denied any connection to the September 11 attacks, and the 9/11 Commission found no evidence as to their implication. Critics, however, see the government's treatment of the attacks a cover-up for the role of Saudi Arabia. They warn the issue is turning into a blackmail campaign waged by Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's a form of blackmail, without any doubt. I mean, this threat to sell off this vast amount of assets. It's fascinating how the lies of the American government are catching up with them.
The Saudi leverage is making itself felt across the Western world more than ever. It was from the U.S. that the then Saudi ambassador to Washington, Adel Al-Jubeir, declared war against Yemen in late March 2014, a war that's still raging on thanks to the U.S. arms sales to Riyadh and the Western countries' support of that. And it was the result of joint secret vote dealings between the U.K. and Saudi Arabia that secured seats for both of them in the U.N. Human Rights Council in 2013. These days, Saudi Arabia's influence on the Organization of Islamic Cooperation is also making itself visible in the body's fresh orientations and policy shifts. U.S. President Barack Obama is soon to pay a visit to Saudi Arabia. Many believe he's going to consult with the regime officials over the policies Washington should take on Riyadh. But it's expected that Obama will follow the lead of the former Bush administration and refused to give the game away and the role of its influential ally in the 9/11 attacks.